Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
Here comes Landeskog through the gates. Shoots off the post and scores! Good steal by Matt Calvert. Works his way through. Out in front. Scores!
Cruising in. Couldn't find the centering pass. Now has room. He shoots and scores!
Mikko finds Landeskog and the captain. Skates it in. Looks. Shoots and scores!
He scores four unanswered goals to beat the Bruins by a final score of 4-2.
The great Mark Mosier. We'll see Mark soon, I hope. Adrian Dater, our fan Avalanche insider, joins us now courtesy of Bud Light. Follow Adrian at ColoradoHockeyNow.com. And maybe I'll just start with that as Adrian's out there in Pittsburgh for the game that we're going to see as the game is nationally televised. Right, Adrian? That is correct, correct?
It is. You can see it. People in the building, you can actually see it outside the building. NBC. You know, they're the NBC Universal or whatever channel it is tonight.
Do our jerseys look the same?
I don't know what any of the players look like. I don't know what jerseys there are.
They're still the same, right?
I've heard these rumblings about an undefeated team, so I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'll just start there, yeah. Adrian. Is it anywhere closer on the negotiations with Altitude and the Big Three?
There's one unknown company, DMAC. I had a story on the site a couple days ago with quote from we'll keep an anonymous source saying very optimistic, close, very positive talks. I don't know which one of the big three. That's the problem.
But only one of the big three. Okay.
Only one of the big three. Very, very, alternative scenarios being planned out, something long term, but only one of the big three. Mm. Yes, that's all we know right now.
Adrian, this would appear to be a matchup of two teams that there should be some fireworks brewing out there. I mean, both teams do a great job getting shots on goal, but unfortunately, why are the Avalanche allowing so many shots on goal, and how concerning is that going into this matchup?
I'll tell you why. It's because they've had a lead early on in games, so they're sitting back a little bit, trying to play a little more defensive style, not risk anything too much. So when you get out to a lead, like a 4-0 lead like they did the other day, they sat back, almost cost them. But, you know, the numbers show that when you do sit back and you do that, you almost always win. So, you know, you say that to coaches, but they keep doing it. So when you're leading all the time, opposing team's going to have the puck more probably. I don't know why hockey teams want to do that so much, but that's basically your big reason right there.
Adrian, finish this statement for me. The success of the Avs depends on what?
Well, first line's got to play well always, you know. But, are you talking cup success, long-term success here?
We're talking long-term success. What does that depend on?
Goaltending and depth of defense and quality of sustained defensive play. For me, that's always the thing you got to have to win a cup in the end. You can score goals, but that's going to come and go at times. You can always prevent goals easier than score them. So, to me, that's the key. And Philip Grubauer and their defense right now has shown to be pretty good. Probably needs to be improved still a little bit, but that's always the key, I think.
What are some adjustments today? I know Confer's coming back, and what else is going on for tonight?
Well, we got Confer coming back. We got Nikita Zadorov as a healthy scratch. Not exactly sure why just yet. Probably just saw something in the last game they didn't like. So they're putting Mark Barbario in. JT Confer's back in the lineup. He's not going to be a third line center, though. He's going to be a third line right wing. Tyson Jost is your continued third line center. The other second line with Kadri, Donskoy, and Burakovsky is going too well right now to mess with.
So this is the second game of a pretty brutal two-week road schedule that they've got coming up here. How many games, obviously they're undefeated right now and you want to stay undefeated, but what would be a good result of this next 2 weeks coming up?
Well, they're 1-0 on this trip. It's a tough six gamer. I mean, you know, look, I would have said 3-3 is a good trip. Now you sort of think, you know, now you want to get a little greedy and say, well, 4-2 is really your goal.
All right.
So, 4-2 is a good record for this kind of trip. I'll take that.
Cool. Let's go 5-1.
Sure. Adrian, thank you. How's Pittsburgh? Everything all right there? Everything cool in the city of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'm walking the streets of Pittsburgh. We have some police activity here, as you may be able to hear. But, you're getting the live experience of downtown Pittsburgh right now.
By the way, this
is overcast, chilly skies. They're not coming from me, I hope.
Things, there it is right there.
Is it right on
cue? There it is, right by me, guys.
There it is. One of my favorite.
Say hello, Pittsburgh.
You know, they used to play in the Igloo where the Penguins used to play, which was one of the more unique buildings ever because they sold advertising on the ceiling. And it was like a cloth ceiling. So you would see a big Doritos bag like up on the ceiling above the rink. So that was a long time, right, Adrian? It was stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a great building, actually. It was originally built for opera, an opera house, so it had great acoustics in there. You could hear everything. it was a unique building. It's no more, though. Pittsburgh Taints Arena now.
There you go.
You know, very subtle, right? Very subtle.
All right, Adrian, we appreciate it. We'll follow you on ColoradoHockeyNow.com and say hi to hello to the local law enforcement for us. That's
thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Adrian Dater. Brought to you courtesy of Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Avs. The game gets going in about an hour or so, and it's on NBCSN. Their next nationally televised game will not happen until November 16th, and then there's another one on December 4th, and even that's like Canadian TV. They're not back on NBC on American television until December 18th. So if you don't watch the game today, it's reasonable that you will not be able to watch the Avalanche until mid-December.
So are you telling me?
How insane is that, by the way?
Insane.
It is insane. So you're saying to me, record the game tonight and just watch it over and over again until the next time the Avs are on television to get a hockey
face. I'm definitely not telling you that. But if you want to do that, knock your socks off. But it will be fun. I'm not going to lie. We'll throw it on here in the studio when it gets going at 5 o'clock so we can actually see the Avs.
Yes.
It is insane what has happened, and that in 2019, we are in this particular situation.
It's hard, crazy. Hard to believe. You just can't imagine a professional sporting league that is existing without television coverage.
By the way, it's the big three, and he said, oh, maybe one of them is close. If it's not, Comcast covers 60% of the metro, so there's the big three. But it's Comcast that really has the most eyeballs. So if it's not Comcast, then I don't know.
When one falls, will they all fall?
No, not necessarily. No. That's the craziest part of this deal is there's three separate contracts. Three complete individual separate contracts.
I know.
Contracts.
That all expired at the same time.
Amazing.
So you would think in this case.
Incomprehensible that it actually happened.
So in this case, you would think if you were staying Kroenke, instead of going after the other two, you're going to put a lot of your attention in Comcast since they cover a larger geographical area.
I am so far away from knowing, as most people are, anything about what's really going on behind the scenes.
That's the most logical situation. That's the most logical solution.
I sit here and I try to just be a fan on this one and just say, get it done. I have no idea, nor am I all that interested on what's going on behind the scenes other than asking Adrian, is something going on? Are we going to be able to watch an undefeated hockey team?
That's the sad part about it. Really sad part. This is a great matchup tonight, though.
Yeah, and by the way, this is coming right down the pipe for the Nuggets, too. And the Nuggets are going to be great team. It's insane this is going on. All right, time out. We'll come back with football at 4. Emmanuel Sanders has news. Good news. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.